Hello, and we're back at Eat to the Beat here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm Sarah Obritis, DJ Chicharron today, and I'm here with one of my oldest BFFs, Chris Lentz. I like to call him DJ Two Cents Lentz. Hello, Chris. Welcome.
Thanks, Sarah.
Our special DJ is a DJ, has DJed in Vermont, New York City, and so we once shared a huge musical library, and we've been building our own musical library since, and we noticed just how much music and cover art was related to food and farming and eating and drinking, and so We brought some specific tracks related to, like this one that just started the show off, called Wiener Schnitzel by the Descendants. Chris, can you figure out what the hell they're singing about?
Well, I don't really know actually the lyrics in the song, Sal, but I love the Descendants, and Wiener Schnitzel is probably something that you could tell our listening audience better what it is. I mean, I assume it's something from Germany. Anyway,
Well, it's just it's pounded out pork, breaded fried, pounded thinly sliced. I guess a pork loin of some sort. But every food culture's got a type of Wiener Schnitzel. And let's just assume. Do you think they were singing in English? Didn't sound like it.
Punk rock often doesn't sound like it's sung in English. Actually, sometimes it's not sung in English. If it's sung in a different language. Anyway, the point here is that Wiener Schnitzel is delicious, but I much prefer to listen to it at a fast-paced level.
Well, we have a lot of great tracks, one including your own, Chris. Like I often remind our listening audience, we're all about the do-it-yourself spirit and programming here, and you're a huge fan of the four track.
Totally.
And so I'd love you to cue up a song that you it's perfect for these economic times.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, it is perfect for these economic times, and me and DJ Chicharron, and actually the Descendants would also agree, I think, with the sentiments expressed in this song.
It's called Hiring Freeze.
Right, and we're gonna just do it right now, right?
Go right into it. We'll have many more.
DJ, is that working?
We're playing. We're having fun figuring it out.
Sorry, if this technical difficulties.
Boom! It's worth the wait.
iPod malfunction.
Alright, let's try it again.
Hello, can I help you?
Give me a fucking job! So I can get me out of debt. Give me an opportunity to pay my fucking rent. It's not a joke. Yeah, I got laid off on the line. Cause bad things happen to good people all the time. I sit and wait, but then I'm making any offers. I need some fucking greenery to fill the fucking colors. Tell me straight, don't try to string me along. I'm at the revolution while you listen to the sound. Don't hesitate, because you know what you can do for me. It's an opportune time for some employment opportunity. I'm ready, and I've been sitting by the phone. Cause this cool brick needs a brick to call the colors home. Don't need a loan, need you to put me on the payroll. I'm sitting by the phone, ready, willing, and able. I'm tired. Killing me by degrees, and I can't abide by this hiring freeze.
Who is that sexy female voice? That was moi. That was Hiring Freeze by DJ Two Cents Lentz, built on a four track. We have another old time. Well, Chris, why don't you tell us about how a four track works for those of us who wanna get our own. Is it something that is there a two track out there or a six track piece of equipment and the four?
Let me get this straight. You want me to tell you how a four track works?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have four tracks, right? And essentially, you can record on each of those tracks. It's all analog tape type stuff we're talking about here. So you basically can record a bunch of tracks and then, four, and then mix them together. That's essessentially how it works out. Also, you can buy something for an iPhone, I think, these days, where it simulates the process, although it's not analog.
Well, that's what I was getting at. I mean, yes, it's a pretty basic question, how does a four-track work? But do you think that it still remains popular for those that are, like, classic, you know, rock music makers?
Oh, yeah, totally. Also, the classic rock music makers will realize that I'm also trying to cue a record while I speak about the four-track in the studio with you. And you know this, and you're looking at me funny. But really, it's actually quite complicated.
So we have the Beastie Boys with...
let's talk about this one.
Yeah, Cookie Puss. That was back when I think my brother saw the Beastie Boys somewhere in Brooklyn and in like the late 80s. And man, they had girls in cages hanging from the ceiling. And they got a little raunchy. But this song, you know, this song is just fun with some good beats and some prank calling.
It's not actually a really good song. I mean,
I quite like it. Yeah, another thing we differ on. But I think, well, definitely it's a sort of, it has this, the prankster spirit to it.
Well, either way, it's about cookies, and this song is called, I mean, this show is called Eat to the Beat, so we're about playing music that's about the concept of dining, and this is a great dessert song. You ready for it?
Please. But do you know that your iPad... Hello. For those of you in the know, that was not Cookie Puss, but we vowed not to interrupt the song early on. That was Beastie Boys Revolution, mistakenly added, but really in the end it's kind of chill, so we went with it. Cookie Puss will appear a little bit later. And right now, and all my cheesiness, and maybe it's a stretch with the whole food and music crossroads, we have Beastie Revolution, this is. And we have a song by a gentleman named Cody Chestnut. So I've taken his name and liberally attributed to food, of course. So, Chris, what's the name of this track?
It's called Magic in a Mortal Minute. We're going to play this in a second. And then after that, we're going to play some brand new Chateau Royale, which is a new band hitting Brooklyn streets these days. And I think you'll enjoy it. So check out the Cody Chestnut and then Chateau Royale.
Magic makes the music more, and a mortal minute makes it more. Waking up is naked, you too might find your body is a temple.
This is Upstock. E to the Beat. And we're behind Roberta's in Bushwick. They serve a lot of booze here, beer and wine, and we perhaps had too much before this show here on Heritage Radio Network. But we're getting the, we're ironing out the kinks once again here with Chris Lentz, who DJ 2 cents Lentz. Thank you.
Thank you, DJ Chicharron.
And we have, you know, this is the year of Leonard Cohen. He's back on tour after, geez, how many years was he? Did he take a break?
A ton.
A ton. He also spent a ton of time at a monastery. And
well, what about the song, though?
Yeah, I have a feeling. What's crazy, I have to check into this.
The reason that we selected the song is because it's called The Butcher. And now the theme of this show is ostensibly food-related, specifically like meat related things, right, Sal?
Right on. I have a feeling, though, I have to look into this, that Leonard Cohen is a vegetarian, but he is a beautiful poet. So,
well, this song is not suggesting that anybody eats meat or should eat meat, or that it's a good idea to eat meat, or that meat is healthy for you, but it's just a song about a butcher, evidently, right?
So, right on. And that's just one of a special livelihood.
And actually, it's kind of a weird song. I listened to it before we came here tonight, and I was like, this is a weird song. I mean, it's called The Butcher by Leonard Cohen. It's off his
Songs from a Room.
It's off his record, Songs from a Room. I don't know what year that came out, but anyway, we're going to play it for you right now. Sorry, we're not more prepared. It's a tough operation over here.
Spreading bullets. But we're having fun, and hopefully it's all good music. So
welcome
let's
to the
start.
Butcher shop.
They're ready to go.
I came upon a butcher. He was slaughtering a lamb. I accused him there with his tortured lamb. He said, "Listen to me, child. I am what I am, and you are my only son. Well, I found a silver needle. I put it into my arm. It did some good, did some harm, but the nights were cold, and it almost kept me warm. How come the night is long? I saw some flowers growing up where that lamb fell down. Was I supposed to praise my Lord, make some kind of joyful sound? He said, "Listen, listen to me now. I go round. My only child, do not leave me now. Do not leave me now. I'm broken down from a recent fall. Blood upon my body and ice upon my soul. Lead on, my son, is your world.
Hello again. That was Leonard Cohen here on Eat to the Beat with a song called The Butcher. And we're here with DJ Two Cents Lens. And Chris, you have a you once had a culinary career, huh? You worked at an institution in Burlington, Vermont called Five Spice, the best food in town.
I did. I was a line cook for a little while at the Five Spice Cafe.
And what was your favorite dish?
Well, they did a bunch of things. It was like a sort of a, it was in Vermont, but it was like a Brooklyn come Asian style restaurant. So we did a lot of interpretations on things. Like, for instance, there was like an Indonesian, there was an Indonesian stir fry. There was a Cambodian curry that was really nice.
They also had a great cocktail list, right? They were like far ahead of their time in a way, bringing in infused teas and pairing it with whiskeys and bourbon. And the place met its fate, though, with a terrible fire, huh? Like about a couple of months after the guy, Jerry, who's a wonderful, an institution in and of himself, there in Burlington, a couple months after he retired, sadly.
Yeah, if you go to Burlington, you can't actually go to the Five Spice Cafe anymore.
But a lot of great cooks came out of that place.
Yeah,
they're still cooking in the area and even cooking in New York City.
So you should still go to Burlington, but... no one that I know is going to benefit.
So I promise not to talk, ask you anything else about how to make 4-track records since we got the tutorial early on. But you're working on another, you're such a Renaissance man with your knife skills and also with your music making. So,
yeah, other than my knife skills, I also sing songs. And I'd like to play some of those songs right now. In fact, you ready for that, Sal?
Absolutely. I haven't heard this album. It's being produced now.
This is a song called Beggars and Bitches. It's off my new album from my band Chateau Royale. And it's busting out right now. So check it out. It might be good. It might be bad. Check it out.
Eloquent.
EJ, you got that? You got the line up?
In earnest, I reach for my thermos. It's filled with the juice of pineapple and gin. What virtuous nurse is this liquor? It quenches my thirst. It's got C vitamins. And over the cranes and bulldozers, this city discloses itself to the sea. I'm so sure I'll die of exposure, the final foreclosure on all of my dreams. Up in heaven, fun never ends. And in hell, they all depend. But I don't buy it, and I won't pretend. Give me a shot at the top spot, and I'll take advantage of it. I won't give in. It's not that I don't have a lot to be thankful for, I just don't know who to thank. And God help me, knots in my belfry, earache my eye. Got a tendency for codependency. Others find pleasure in things I despise. Up in heaven, we're surrounded by friends. In hell, the villain descends. But I don't buy it, and I won't pretend. This world's full of nothing but beggars and bitches who call themselves friends. In heaven, the fun never ends. Down in hell, it all depends. But I don't buy it, and I won't pretend. No, I won't. This town full of nothing but beggars and bitches who call themselves friends. This world's full of nothing but beggars and bitches who call themselves friends.
Go, girl. Hey, that was Chateau Royale, which sounds like a new drink out on the market, but it's Two Cents Lenses Band, who's here in the studio with me.
That isn't a drink.
And we've been doing some drinking of our own, so we thought we would follow up, why not, with Jerry Lee Lewis's Drinking Wine, Spolioli Drinking Wine. He is a crazy mofo, a weird, not so nice sometimes, but we sure like his music. And this is all about getting... Well,
this is an old traditional song, and Jerry Lewis sort of did it in style. For whatever his flaws, you probably know about them if you've thought about it at all. But anyway, here's Drinking Wine, Spodioti.
Drunk they sing all night. Drinking wine, Spodioti, drinking wine. Drinking wine, Spodioti, drinking wine. Drinking wine, Spodioti, won't you pass that bottle to me? Well, I've got a nickel, honey, you got a dime. Let's get together and buy some wine. Wine over here, wine over there. We're drinking that mess and everywhere. Drinking wine, Spodioti, drinking wine. Drinking wine, Spodioti, drinking wine. Drinking wine, Spodioti, won't you pass that bottle to me? Thank you.
Yeah. Jerry Lee Lewis.
I'm going to drink wine soon, too. It's fine. That was fine.
Cool.
Totally fine.
The professional that you are. Drinking wine, Spolioli, drinking wine. And we're on Eat to the Beat and HeritageRadioNetwork.com. We are sponsored by TechServe, my favorite computer shop in the whole entire world. And we have, it was fun playing this bunch of tracks related to, you know, entertaining, partying, eating, drinking, that sort of thing. We have Merle Haggar, the working man singer, coming up with a track called Hungry Eyes. He, you know, we all know, classic artist he is.
This is a very dear to my heart song, or a song that's dear to my heart, because I've recently lost my job. Sal, you know all about that. I mean, DJ Chicharro, you know all about that.
Ergo, the original the track we played called Hiring Freeze early on in the show.
Exactly. DJ Chicharro and I wrote that song about being unemployed and basically having no other impetus but to, fend for yourself out there in the job market.
Yeah, we made the best of it. I had a job. I can't remember the last time. I think I've been working since I was 11. But you, Lenz, I think you like the break, so it's self-inflicted unemployment. But so tell us more about Hungry Eyes by Merle Haggard.
By the way, my name is Two Cents Lenz, and you know what? It's true. Anyway, yeah, I do appreciate that, and I appreciate this song, actually, because Merle Haggard has always been the sort of the spokesperson for the working man, and I'm sure you can understand that. This song called Hungry Eyes also, like, sort of falls into the food context, because hunger is something that we can all relate to, and y'all know about the hungry eyes. So here
forever
we go.
Forever making the connection to Eat to the Beat. Thank you, everyone, and we're going to practice DJing throughout the week and see you next week with an even better playlist.
A canvas covered cabin in a crowded labor camp. Stand out in this memory I revive. 'Cause my daddy raised a family there with two hard working hands and tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong, and us kids were just too young to realize that another class of people